Anita Flo is joining us. Democrat of the day comes from 17B, and she's kind enough today to talk to us about her campaign. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. It's been a great week of Democrats, and we're glad to have you on. I got to make a point, though, as you told me this the other day. Your name is Anita Flo. What exactly is, you are Dr. Flo. What did you specialize in with your doctorate?
Computational fluid dynamics.
With a name like Flo, well, there you go. Well done. Let's talk a little bit more about your background. Tell us who exactly is Anita Flo.
Well, I have a very loyal and helpful family. My husband is a physician in the area. He does emergency medicine. I have two grown children. My son is a heavy equipment operator, and my daughter is also a mechanical engineer, and so I'm proud of them both. We're going into mechanical fields, and I have a grandson who's 3.5 years old and terribly cute.
Well, I think they most, I mean, at that point, I think that's legally obligated. You have to say that.
Yes, I have to say that. and put it on my literature, too.
You, of course, 17B, we should tell everyone, this is London, New Spicer, Willmar area, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Candiotti County. It's actually kind of more condensed than I thought it was. I thought this was going to be a bigger district. I'm not saying there's not a lot of houses out there. And I mean, you got to go from Norway Lake all the way down to as you get down towards Highway 7 on the southern side of your district there. So it's got some size to it. But you know, it as opposed to a lot of districts, Willmar itself is completely encased within 17B.
It is. It's quite nice. It's a nice city with a great diverse population, and I enjoy living here and associating with people from all over the world, along with the people who have been here for many years.
You also have some of the better lakes.
The Scandinavian roots.
You got some of the better lakes in the state out there. That is a great, I've gone fishing out there a few times. It is magnificent waters out there.
Oh, yeah. We're quite well known for that. There's a lot of people who retire out here or just choose to move out here for the beauty.
Well, you got your doctorate, you got your grand, child, you got this all this stuff to work for, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, you say, you know what, I'm going to run for 17B. What was the catalyst for you to say, you know what, I'm going to run for the Minnesota House?
Well, I think that the economy is doing very well in the area. We have a very low unemployment rate. We have many strengths, but I want to keep things strong. I want to make sure that all the needs are met, that we need to have everybody reach their full potential. And some of our pressing needs are health care that is affordable. I hear a lot of concerns about that when I go around door knocking. Premiums are hard to meet, deductibles, medicines are high. We also have quite a shortage in daycare openings. And the first person to mention this to me doesn't even have children. He was upset because he had to work longer hours than he wanted to because his coworkers couldn't find childcare. And we also want to keep the schools very strong. There's concerns about high debt when people finish higher education, and we also need to have lots of opportunities for preschool and K through 12 education.
And I think we can, let's start with those issues. Let's talk a little bit more about the school, because I think one of the things which is, we clearly need to fix the state funding of our education system. There are some real problems here. We have a Republican Party whose main goal is to kind of get rid of public education. They want to voucher out or charter school it. There's not a real interest in fixing problems that, this can be fixed. I mean, if we get the people into St. Paul that especially are coming from the districts that understand the problems, we can rewrite the funding laws to where, regardless of where the school is, heart of the city or out in the country, we can get the proper funding and set up for these school districts to succeed.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. I think public schools are the best resource that we have for meeting the needs of the community. They are in the best position to reach out to people from a variety of backgrounds, and I want to continue and strongly support that type of funding and not get all divided up and not covering all the needs of everybody.
Especially when it's an agenda that's driving that. Healthcare, we've talked to a lot of people, Anita, out in in that are running in more of the rural districts and in the metro districts as well. This is not a the healthcare is the most universal issue on the table this election cycle. In your district, not only are you seeing in communities like Willmar and other towns, but also in the rural communities, when the, when a farmer's margins are $26,000, $27,000 a year, you know, healthcare costs that are $27,000 a year as well, that, that it's not attainable. And it, we really do. I mean, we've had promises for quite a few years that we were going to get cheaper healthcare, more comprehensive healthcare. It has not happened. And the reality is this is not something that we should be messing around with. We should have access to healthcare because it's not the, the quality. We have the best healthcare in the world. It's the accessibility, which is the issue.
Oh, I totally agree. And not only is it priced beyond the means of people like farmers and small business people, it ties up our resources. People who have small businesses aren't free to expand or to drop that day job that gives them the health insurance. It just ties everybody up and leads some people into bankruptcy. It's just not healthy for individuals or the economy.
No, and especially when, you know, when you're a farmer, you're kind of reliant on what kind of conditions you have when it comes to, you know, the fields you have. I mean, it's nice to be able to bank on a you know, a paycheck, but you don't know what you're going to have. And you know, the financial complexities of the average agricultural family are far beyond what most people experience because, you know, most people get that, you know, weekly paycheck or, you know, monthly paycheck. And when farmers are having to go get other jobs outside of the farm just to have health insurance coverage and then have to, when they get done with their 40-hour shifts each week, go back and work a farm, you know, there's a problem with the system.
Oh, I totally agree. I have so much admiration for farmers. They have to work with such uncertainty with weather and the vagaries of the international market. We need to do our best to support them in their efforts because that's the foundation of the Kennedy, Ohio County economy. It drives everything. The food they produce goes to the poultry and hogs and us. So we definitely need to support them.
And those ripples are widespread, as you brought up the international uncertainty that we are living in this world in today, plus the fact the local markets, you want to have those available to you. Anita Flo is joining us. 17B is the district. Let's go into that child care shortage because that's an interesting topic as well. You talk about it's, you know, you have a community, there's a lot of jobs in that area, which is great. You have you know, a lower unemployment rate, but then comes the demand. And if, you know, you have to have daycare for, in the modern world we live in, we have to have daycare options for parents, for working families that are there. And it clearly sounds like in 17B, this is something that has not been addressed or, an expansion encouraged.
Oh, definitely. It's a major complaint I hear as I go around talking to folks, and we need to do something in terms of subsidies or and training and making regulations easier to follow to encourage more people to get into it and to stay in it.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things where this is a great example of sometimes when government needs to step in. Because, yeah, in a perfect world, private business would step in. You get an expansion of private daycare companies. Maybe your local school district's expanding some out. They're working with a for-profit organization. That you get the options there. But when you have a community where you're waiting, I mean, it's similar to broadband. I mean, the Republicans' mentality towards broadband is, well, when the private companies expand it, then that's good enough. The reality is there's no intention, there's no incentive for them to do it necessarily. Henceforth, when it's not getting done, whether it's childcare or it's broadband, then the government should be stepping in to help because this is a need for the community. And I think that that's one of the failures as well of the Republican leadership.
Oh, yes. And you brought up broadband. That is an issue in parts of the county here. And I see broadband as a necessity for modern life now, just as electricity, rural electrification was a priority many years ago. I think we need to make it accessible to everyone so that they can do their schoolwork or manage their business from where they live.
Well, and there's a lot of Republicans that balk at this idea, but the reality, I mean, you and I would both agree on this. I mean, there was a time when we didn't take care of our roads. I mean, that was like the 1700s, 1800s, and finally the federal government realized and the state governments realized, well, there should be some value here in us maintaining roads. There was a time when electricity started coming in, and people were like, well, when private companies want to expand, it will happen. Well, it never did, and finally with FDR, the expansion with the electricity through the rest of the country, that's how that kind of that happened. Well, I think we can look at broadband now as a utility necessarily. I mean, it's you can't have functioning businesses, you can't have functioning healthcare, you can't have functioning schools without effective online access. And the reality is if you're waiting for someone to be up in Colfax or Burbank to put all through that district of broadband as a private company, that's not going to happen. So the state should be stepping in.
Oh, definitely. It should assume that you have access to high-speed internet, and it's a requirement for so many things in your life. In fact, running for office, I had to use internet for videos to learn how to do this. So everybody just assumes that you have access, so we need to make it available.
I will say, speaking of internet, you have possibly the greatest campaign website address I have seen this cycle. This is brilliant. Anita Flo, what is the website that people should go to find out more information about your campaign?
My address is gowithflo.com. The only trick is that you have to spell flow with an E at the end.
Go with flow, FLOWE.com, correct?
Correct.
That's good. I'm surprised you were able to get that one. That's a fantastic website.
I was surprised too, so I did snatch it quickly.
Don't get rid of it. Whatever you do in life, you want to keep that one. That's a good one. You know, we talk about this. This is the time, Anita, where I make the call to everyone out there, especially in the Twin Cities metro area. You know, help your local Democrat, of course. I mean, we got a lot of great Democrats running in the metro area, but a lot of these seats are relatively safe seats. We have a lot of races in outstate Minnesota where we can flip the district. But we need to get people out there to donate, to volunteer, to door knock. You know, Anita, I imagine it's just a fantastic time to come on out to 17B as we're getting into leaf-changing season and, you know, apples and all that good stuff, right?
Oh, definitely. We have several great parks to visit in addition to our many lakes. We have Sibley State Park and the Prairie Woods Environmental Learning Center and diverse restaurants in our various towns, so we can keep you busy when you're not busy door knocking when you take a break.
Well, and that's a great point. Take your time. Go on out. It's just out Highway 12. I mean, you're going to get in the district. It's out Highway 12 and Highway 7. As a matter of fact, you can get out to 17B in both of those. Take your time. Go on out there and spend the weekend door knock for Anita. Go to some of the parks. Go out and enjoy some of the local community and have a great weekend. It's a fun way to do it. So once again, gowithflow.com, gowithflowe.com. I'll link to everything on social media a little bit later on. And I'm sure you have ways that people can donate and ways for people to get more information in regards to volunteer opportunities. Correct, Anita?
Oh, very true. All I do these days is campaign.
That's the door knocking.
I want to hear from you.
The door knocking is the important thing. You get out to all the doors in the community. Have you had some success with that? Have you gotten out to most of the community?
Oh, yes. I've gotten to many thousands of doors, and it's quite helpful to learn the true needs of the community that way. I really enjoy it.
So go on out, help out in 17B, help Anita Flo win with the Blue Wave in 2018. Democrat of the day, 17B, Anita Flo. Anita, an absolute delight chatting with you today. All my best. Enjoy yourself this weekend as we go in through fall.
Thank you so much, Matt.
My pleasure. Anita Flo, Democrat of the day today on AM 950. We've got a pair of tickets right now to give away to Seavers Fall Festival. That's right. Caller number 5. Caller 5, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number 5, you got a pair of tickets to Seavers Fall Festival with AM 950.